I think Boaz is kind of taking a shine to you, and he is our kinsman redeemer. This was something, it was called a goel. It was something within the Jewish faith that if you had a debt that a kinsman could pay off, then he could redeem you from the debt. And she said, you know, I think that if we play our cards right, you can actually get Boaz to marry you. Again, I'm thinking, what? And so Ruth says, whatever you say. Look at this. One day, this is chapter 3, verse 1. One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, my daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for? Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. In other words, get out of your widow's clothes and doll up. Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know that you were there until he has finished eating and drinking. Now, let me translate that for you. Until he is full and drunk. That's it. Because when they were done at the threshing floor, they partied until they literally passed out. That was their culture. That was the way it was done. When he lies down, note the place where he is lying. In other words, mark the spot. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. I will do whatever you say, Ruth answers. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother-in-law told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man, I can imagine. And he turned and discovered a woman lying at his feet. Who are you? He asked. It was obviously dark. I am your servant, Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are my kinsman redeemer. This was about as brazen as it came. This was bravado for this girl to do this. She was a Moabite. A Moabite. And in fact, the author of Ruth never lets you forget it until she marries Boaz. You'll notice Ruth the Moabitess, Ruth the Moabitess, Ruth the Moabitess, until she marries Boaz, and then she's Ruth. She humbled herself at the feet of a man she barely knew. And she was raised up in stature to be his wife and to have a book of the Bible named after her. Only two books in the Bible are named after a woman, Ruth and Esther. Ruth, the Moabitess. So what do we have? We have a woman who dressed up like a prostitute to have sex with her father-in-law so she could get pregnant. We have a woman who was a prostitute. And we have a woman who is from the washpot of the world, Moab. Ooh. Who do we have next? Well, Ruth and Boaz had a child. And that child's name was Obed. And Obed had a son named Jesse. And Jesse had a son named David. And we all know the story of David. He was a shepherd boy. He became a king. And according to 2 Samuel, beginning in chapter 11, verse 1, it was the time of year when kings go off to war. But David decided he would stay home that year. And so he took a nap one day, as kings are prone to do in the middle of the afternoon. And when he woke up, he stretched. He thought, I'll take a little walk around the rooftop. And he went out there, and he's looking over Jerusalem, my city, my city. And what should he see but a woman, naked, taking a bath on a rooftop. Now, I'm not real sure why she was on a rooftop taking a bath. Maybe that was just the way things were done. Me, personally, I want all the curtains drawn. But there she was. And he said, whoa, she's a looker. And he calls one of his servants in and he says, find out who she is. Now, it's important to note, according to the Bible, that Bathsheba was taking a bath because it was part of her purification. She had just come off of her monthly cycle. It's important to note because this means that as of this moment, Bathsheba is not pregnant. So the servant comes back and says, she's Uriah's wife. Uriah, you know, my lord, who is at war where you're supposed to be. And he said, tell her to come to me. Oh, he couldn't stand it. He had all these wives. He had women at the drop of a hat. But he's got to have this one because he's not where he's supposed to be and he's looking where he shouldn't be looking. And did she have a choice? Well, no. She could have gotten herself killed. I guess that's a choice. But she went. And they lay together. And then she came to him and she said, "Yo, I'm pregnant." And he said, "Oh boy. Call Uriah in from the battle." Uriah came in. He's like, "Uriah, my boy, go sleep with your wife." Uriah is a man of righteousness. He says, "Oh no, why would I be with my wife when all my friends are out there fighting in the battlefield?" Oh, for crying out loud, "Uriah, go sleep with your wife." No, wouldn't do it. So David set him up in front of the battlefield to be killed. It was the only thing he knew to do. He had sinned so magnificently that the only thing he knew to do to get himself out of it was to take the life of an innocent man. And he brought Bathsheba in, and she gave birth to a child, but the child died. And Nathan the prophet came, and boy, he let David have it. Talked about one little ewe sheep that this one little man had. And David knew immediately that he was the one who had sinned. And of course, we have Psalm 51. And we're so grateful for David for sending to give us this psalm, because I don't know about you, but I have pulled on it I don't know how many times. "Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Create in me a new heart, O God. Let the bones that you have broken dance and rejoice." And he did. He gave David and Bathsheba another child named Solomon, who would redeem Israel to a glory like it had never experienced before, even under his father David. And in fact, God loved Solomon so much that God said, "You can call him Solomon if you want to. I'm going to call him Jeconiah," which means God loves. God loves. So what do we have so far? We have a woman who dressed like a prostitute to have sex with her father-in-law. We have a woman who was a prostitute. We have a woman who was from Moab. And we have an adulterous woman. Who is the fifth woman? Her name was Mary. Turn with me to